Well, we covered a lot of ground, didn't we? And you had some kind of magical things that you learned this time. You know, we started way back here with mapping across the submodalities so that you learned how to elicit and discover those detailed submodalities. You know how to change responses to other people that you don't like in yourself. How to recognize when you're congruent and incongruent. This whole idea of reframing and positive intention and conflict. And I neglected to tell this story when we were doing reframing, but since reframing has been a major part of our whole weekend, I thought it might be a good closing story. It's very cute. It's a story from Robert Fulghum out of his book, Uh-Oh. And it's about time when all of his stories are often personal anecdotes, when he was working in a summer job at an inn up in the mountains. And he said the landlord, the owner of the company, was really a tyrant, and he didn't like the owner at all. And he especially didn't like the way the owner treated employees. And he says, so one week, the employees had been served the same thing for lunch every single day. 2 wieners, a mound of sauerkraut, and stale rolls. And to make things even worse, the cost of the meals were deducted from the paychecks, he said. I was outraged. And on that particular week, on the Friday night of that week, when I went into work, to my desk job, because I started about 11 p.m., it was just me and the night auditor on duty. And I happened to wander back into the kitchen to get a little bite to eat and saw the notes to the chef to the effect that wieners and sauerkraut would be on the employee menu all next week. Well, that just did it for me. I decided I was quitting. I was outraged, and I pitched a fit. I kicked the chairs. I pounded on the desk. I screamed and hollered, and the only person around to listen to my outrage was the night auditor. So I went on and on for like about 20 minutes about how awful this was, that I'd be packing my car up and leaving for Montana. And he said, I won't go on and on about this. He said, my monologue was delivered at the top of my lungs. And as I pitched my fit, the night auditor, whose name was Sigmund Wolman, sat quietly on his stool, smoking a cigarette and watching me with sorrowful eyes. If you put a bloodhound in a suit and tie, you would have Sigmund Wolman. But he had a good reason for looking so sorrowful. He had been a survivor of Auschwitz and had had a very tough life. He was thin and he coughed a lot. He liked being alone on the night job because nobody bothered him. It gave him intellectual space. But here I was, disturbing his peace and quiet. Well, he went on and on. And finally, Sigmund Wolman looked up at him and said, Fulghum, are you finished? No, I said, why? Listen, Fulghum, listen to me. You know what's wrong with you? It's not the wieners and sauerkraut. It's not the boss. And it's not the chef. And it's not this job. Oh, yeah? So what's wrong with me? Fulghum says. You think you know everything, but you don't know the difference between an inconvenience and a problem. If you break your neck, if you have nothing to eat, if your house is on fire, then you have a problem. Everything else is inconvenience. Life is inconvenient. Life is lumpy. So learn to separate the inconveniences from the real problems, and you will live longer. And you won't annoy people like me. Now, get out of here. And in that gesture, he dismissed me to go off to bed. Well, he says, seldom in my life have I been hit between the eyes with the truth so hard. Years later, I realized that I had had an enlightening experience that night with Zygmunt Bauman. There in the late night darkness of that inn, he had simultaneously kicked my butt and opened a window in my mind. And for almost 30 years now, whenever I'm backed in a corner and I'm thinking I'm ready to throw another one of those fits, I'm ready to do something stupid, that sorrowful face appears in my mind and asks, Fulgem, problem or inconvenience? I think of this as the Wolman test of reality. Life is lumpy, and a lump in the oatmeal, a lump in the throat, and a lump in a breast are not the same lump. One should learn the difference. Good night, Siggy. Isn't that a sweet story? So we've got the holiday season coming up. You know, just think, is this a problem or is this an inconvenience? Because lots of things might happen as you're out and about, and there's many more people out and about. Use the Zygmunt Bauman test of reality.